T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Michigan loses last night 51-49 to UCLA in the Elite Eight in Indianapolis, a brutal shooting game for the Wolverines and the Bruins for that matter. Both teams shooting 39%. You know, credit both teams' defense, no doubt about that. But the biggest problem with Michigan, and look, a lot of it's UCLA's defense, is your best players did or your best offensive players for the most part failed to come through. Mike Smith, 1 of 7. Franz Wagner, 1 of 10. And that air ball I saw for a while, it's gone now, was one of the leading trends on Twitter. They were comparing it to the Carlton shot.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, and so here's the other thing, too, is with 11 seconds left, you get 4 good shots at the basket. Franz Wagner, the air ball you just talked about, and when he airballs it, Eli Brooks is right there. And we talked about it earlier. Take a dribble, gather your feet, go up, use the backboard. He doesn't. He catches it, tries to shoot it, and then it's, you know, Mike Smith comes down, takes the 3 instead of trying to get a better shot, and then the obviously the heave at the end by Wagner as well. At least he hit backboard and iron on that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did not score a basket the last 5 minutes and 23 seconds. They got a couple of free throws, including a missed free throw as
they
well.
46 points with 5:23 to go.
Yeah, they missed their last 8 shots. Now,
oh, and who hit that last field goal?
Shaundi Brown.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hit the 3. Yeah, see, that's what bothered me. I didn't understand why he was not more involved in the offense down the stretch. Juwan Howard was asked a couple of things, obviously, after the game, including the final 2 plays drawn up. That was the Mike Smith one, which I thought he would have learned after the Ohio State game, not to put the ball in Mike Smith's hands at that time, especially a struggling Mike Smith, who, like I mentioned, was 1 for 7. Now, I don't think the play was for him to go down and take a 3. I think that's up to Mike Smith, the smart point guard. And Tiger Campbell, who played really good defense for UCLA, he was off balance a little bit. I thought he should have driven him, maybe gotten some contact. Who knows if they would have called a foul, got a better shot. And, of course, we mentioned earlier Franz Wagner, who obviously struggled. So Juwan was asked, why go to a guy who was struggling down the stretch? That's true. I mean, and as a team, they shot poorly. They did, except for Shaundi Brown and Brandon Johns. They shot and Dickinson a little bit, but like I said early in the game, I don't know what the heck. He looked either he was afraid.
Yeah, the air ball.
I know.
He got frustrated.
Yes.
And he let it affect him, and that's kind of normal
that's
for a freshman.
Young player,
yeah,
yes.
then he got it together a little bit and got Riley in foul trouble, which helped out a little bit, although the kid, I forget his name, from Nigeria, he came in and played some, took some fouls. He made some really good defensive plays, too. And look, let's not forget about UCLA. I mean, Chizang was unbelievable.
They made some very tough shots.
Yes.
They did it all tournament long. People are in their face, and they're making shots. I mean, give them credit, but... I hate going after college athletes too far, but Wagner just that's where it starts.
He can't
have that game with livers out.
No,
I'm frustrated this morning. I don't know if it's the lack of sleep that's kind of fueling this, or I don't think this is an overreaction. I said it first segment, and I want to hear from. I think this is one of the most embarrassing eliminations locally in quite some time. Now, we haven't had that many because nobody makes the playoffs.
It's been a long time. The hopes were
very
high.
But this is the sourness in my the taste right now is it's bad.
Is it just because it was an 11 seed?
Yes, in some degree. Well, yeah, they're middle of. This is like losing to Maryland in the regional final.
But did we not learn a little bit about the Pac-12 with three teams in the Elite Eight?
Yeah, and they in Oregon State, they came back. They didn't play well. USC got bombed.
Yeah, but they might be playing against the national champion.
Yeah, and Michigan probably would have lost the next game anyways. I think they would have played Gonzaga within under 10 points, hung early, and then probably lost late. But I don't know, man. I just – they had a good season. There's a lot of benefits from this. I'm trying to see the bigger picture, but I don't think there's anything wrong with – this just ended 6 hours ago, basically.
I know, yeah. So people, and to
have
pissed.
Some anger about
you're
it.
Allowed to, you're allowed to be pissed off.
Some of our core Michigan listeners, like Lou, like, what are you saying this morning? Because you were feeling good about this team and Juwan and stuff, but I don't think there's anything wrong to be
– no.
The program's in a great shape overall, but there's nothing wrong to be mad this morning.
No, that's what being a fan is. You should be pissed off. You should have had a hard time sleeping last night. If you're a diehard Michigan fan, absolutely. Because you never know. Look, they have a track record of getting back to this situation, but you never know when you're going to get another chance like this. You never know you're going to get another chance to play a team that you think you should beat. And look, in fairness, their whole tournament was kind of scattered. You know, their whole postseason, they didn't play great in the Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. They didn't play great in the NCAA. Look, Texas Southern, they played bad in the second half. The LSU game was, you know, a good performance, but it was tough for a while.
Yep.
And their best game they played was Florida State by far.
But you and I both talked about, and Tom talked about, we wanted to be able to turn that game off at halftime, but we couldn't. Well, not that, I mean, we were going to watch the whole game, but we just felt like at halftime they could have put Florida State away. And I think it came back. They didn't learn a lesson because in this one, they were up 11-4. Now, I know it was only with about, what, halfway through the first half. But if they had been able to get up, and Tom mentioned this before we went on the show, before we were talking, if they had gone up 15-4, I really think that all of a sudden UCLA does not believe that they should be in this game, that they are.
I don't know. If the way that kid was hitting shots, he would get in the
back. I think everything changes.
Yeah, but that's when he started hitting them.
Over 4 points? No, I don't think.
No.
Oh, no, but it's the whole flow of the game.
Well,
Michigan was not hitting shots early. They didn't hit shots all night.
I know.
If they start making some of those baskets and they start piling on UCLA, then Jazang, maybe he's taking desperation threes instead of actually lining them up.
Well, more importantly, UCLA, if they fell behind for a greater period of time, would have had to rush their offense. Basically, UCLA baited Michigan into playing their pace.
They did. You're right about that.
That's exactly what happened.
But I believe they had them on the ropes. I do. I'm with John on that. They had that was basically going to be a replay of the Gonzaga-USC game.
I don't think so because of the runs. We see it all the time. You've always told me, you don't get too excited at 10 point. They're down 10. Team's down 10 making runs. That especially a guy who can shoot like that. Man. Lou in Detroit, you're asked for. You appreciate
it.
What's up, Lou?
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning. Good morning. And I don't say that with a lot of confidence. I'm hurting. I'm disappointed. Frustrated because I think we're a better team than what we displayed. And you guys are hitting the points right on the head. You go 5 minutes and 40-something seconds or whatever it was without scoring a basket. And then the one guy who hit the big shot to give us the lead, he's not in the game down the stretch. Couldn't understand that. You're going to a player who was ice cold all night. And I get what Juwan is saying, win as a team, lose as a team. We wouldn't be here without Vlog. But listen, it wasn't his night. Sorry. No. It wasn't his night. And I thought, you know, go inside to the big.
Yes.
Hunter, you know, we always say there's no room in this era, this game for the big. Well, they don't. They take them out the game. They don't use them. That's the problem. I mean, he's 7'1". He's efficient around the basket. He missed some layups, but he's efficient around the basket, and he's a good passer.
Right. They didn't
I didn't like the last play. I didn't like the last two or three plays. I was very disappointed.
They went away a lot of from the inside out the whole tournament.
Yeah.
You know, it worked so well all season. Their spacing, now a lot of that is scouting by the other team. Their spacing in the tournament was not what it was in the regular season. It wasn't.
No, And I think,
no.
Lou, you made a great point, because when you first started off this call, that's a better team than they showed last night. And I think that's where we are mostly frustrated. That's where I'm frustrated, I'm angry, just because they were a better team than we saw them be last night.
Yeah, and look.
I was looking forward to – I wanted a shot at Gonzaga. We get beat, but yeah. I wanted a shot at Gonzaga. And, you know, big ups to UCLA. They deserve to win the game. They out – well, Jay Jang, was that – what's his name?
Jazang.
Jazang.
You know, I just – we're in good shape. We got a good program, good class coming in, good people coming. Everybody should be coming back unless you're a senior. I'm sorry.
Well, I agree, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it goes right. Wagner's probably going to go. And maybe it's better for the program. You never know.
I mean,
they need some shooters.
They can all come back because of COVID,
right? Yeah, yes, exactly.
And they all really, really should, but who knows what's going to happen. I'll say this. Lou made me think of something. I think Juwan coached the team after he got used to using a rotation with Livers hurt, like he did every single game, rather than adjusting because a game took on a different tone. And that leads me to why Brown's not in the game. And maybe you're not setting up Brown to take the shot.
Yeah, he did play 20. You know, it's not that he didn't play. He played 28 minutes.
I know,
but you're right. But that's what everybody was saying. Like, I mean,
Eli Brooks took 1-3, and Mike Smith took 3.
Yeah.
I thought
Eli Brooks was a little tentative yesterday. I thought they all were a little tentative.
But then I also thought he made them surge back into the game at times.
Yeah. When you think about it, they don't have great outside shooting. And that's what the game is about these days.
You get those performances from Johns and Brown, and you should win. And your big dogs let you down.
Yes, they did. Lots of reaction here on Ticket Text and the phones, 248-539-9797. Wasn't Gov the other day praising Michigan, posting the most perfect game ever? Now he's disgusted.
That's
are called sports, and you react game to game.
Yeah, exactly.
He is exactly right, or she, whoever sent that.
Yes.
I am, man. I'm doing this morning.
I'm not a basketball guy, but the first 10 minutes were hard to watch, and that's all I watched. They both looked bad from the start. That's from Ryan.
It was.
Uh-huh. Really glad I chose not to watch that turd. Awful ending to a great season. That's from Mike.
Mike in West Bloomfield.
No. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I had no problem staying up at all.
Yeah.
Michigan overlooked UCLA. Oh, that's a piece of crap text. I'm sorry. Didn't overlook them.
No.
They couldn't shoot.
No.
I do think there may have been a little element of that, not broadly.
No, not in the Elite Eight.
No, I don't think so
not
at all. Not when they could get a real banner up there, maybe? No.
I don't think they had the razor-sharp focus they had the previous game.
Greg from Allen Park said, Stoney, I don't understand why people are all over Franz Wagner. He had a bad game. The team did. He's only a sophomore. Love the show. Well, he's actually had a bad tournament.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. And look.
And Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. And look, part of the reason I think we're a little harder on him is because, you know, you look at all these NBA mock drafts and he's anywhere from 16 to 27. It's like, really? What are you seeing that I'm not seeing? Let's go to Mark in Detroit. You're a 97 on the ticket. Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Yeah. Just like to piggyback off you guys' thoughts this morning. Yeah, last night was a rough night to watch that game. It was just a bad night to have a bad night for the players. They just never seemed to me to get in no type of flow at all. It was like a scramble the whole time. And when you're in a game like that where points are critical, possessions are critical, I looked at some of the stats at the end of the game, 6 of 11 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that. You gotta do better at the free throw line, especially when you need every point count. If we'd have hit 3 more free throws, we'd have won by 1.
Well, yeah. If you play the math game, yes. But it was more than that. The turnovers. And thanks, Mark, for the call.
Yeah, the turnovers. 14 turnovers definitely didn't help us.
And that's not Michigan. I mean, UCLA only turned the ball over eight times. Credit to them. And look, the coaching has to be criticized a little bit too, especially the plays at the end that we talked about, and also the fact that I don't think Shaundi Brown played enough. and they were not able to figure out a way to play at a better pace than they did. They played UCLA's game. And look, we saw that against Michigan State. By the way, the last two actually NCAA tournaments, both Michigan and Michigan State, have been eliminated by the same team, right?
Yeah.
Texas Tech did it in 2019, right?
And, yes. Good for you, Stoney. I thought about that this morning, honestly.
Let's go to Dave in Lincoln Park. You're a 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Doing all right.
Hey, guys. I'm going to just put it out there. I think this guy, Howard, I think he's a terrible coach.
I think he's a terrible coach.
What are you talking about? Where are you coming from? What are you using to
measure
that?
Where am I coming from?
Terrible?
Do you not watch this guy coach? Do you not watch him coach?
Yes.
He's the worst coach ever seen.
Oh, really?
You know why we're there? You know why we got this fight? Because of the kids. Not because of his coaching.
Okay.
The kids. We have the unbelievable kids.
Oh,
man.
Yes.
These kids are,
they got tons. They got, Dave, they got tons of McDonald's All-Americans. Just tons of five-star kids, don't they?
Exactly, sir. Exactly. These kids.
No, they don't.
No, they don't what?
They don't have a ton of five-star. They don't have a lot of McDonald's All-Americans. They've overachieved. He had some coaching problems last night, I agree with. But to say he's
last
a worst.
Last night, all these others. He called dumb plays. Dumb plays. And I don't know. Maybe it's me, sir.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's me.
I think so.
But I honestly, truly believe that this guy, this coach is horrible coach. That's my opinion.
Horrible coach. Okay. Well, who do you want him to coach the team, Dave?
Anybody. Hell, get a high school coach.
Okay.
Get a high school coach.
All right. I'm going to call. I'm going to get my boy Jeremy Denha, West Bloomfield High School, Coach Mitchell. Come on.
Hey, really? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Some are better than others.
That wasn't a planning call, by the way.
No, I mean, look.
But it sounded like it.
I mean, look, there were some issues. He's had some issues. There's no doubt about it.
I will say that last night I thought he coached his normal rotation post-liver injury instead of adjusting and changing things up because of who was doing good and bad. I also think there's a little criticism to, if you want to nitpick, the final play.
Yes.
Why is Dickinson inbounding it when you only need two to tie?
Right. I totally
John
agree.
Should be inbounding it so that you got the presence of Dickinson down low, so then you maybe open up Brown or Brooks for the three instead of Wagner. Now, is this great? This is next day quarterbacking.
Well, here's the question. Who's on the bench under that setup? Because I was thinking that too.
John's inbound it instead of Dickinson.
Right.
And you have the same players on the court. Brown was out there, Brooks, Wagner. And then Dickinson's down low. You first look to go down low, maybe ball pump it, and then Brown gets open on the side or Brooks gets open where Wagner's at.
That's a nitpick.
That's a nitpick.
I know.
Assessment.
You know what that's like? That's like having a quarterback with a big play and you have an empty backfield. So you know he's going to pass. So if Dickinson is passing the ball in, you know he's not going to get the – obviously,
I mean, really,
he's out of the play.
Picking it apart, you can't justify why Johns is not inbounding that ball.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe don't shoot 50% from the free throw line. They lost the game when they decided to run the same play to Dickinson 50 times in a row. He did not have a good game, especially early on. I would never have been wanting or drawing up plays for Wagner. He is awful. Robin Akar. And somebody else says Juwan was out coached last night. You know, they make the shot, they win the game, right?
I mean, I don't think he was necessarily out coached.
He did not have a great game. Some of the plays I didn't like. And I feel like we said, Shaundi Brown should have had the ball more towards the end of the game. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But hell, what the heck? According to Dave, I could coach them better than Juwan Howard.
But, if you just want to boil it down to the basics of basketball, they shot just over 50% from free throws.
Yes.
And they turned the ball over significantly more than the other team.
Yes.
And if you break it down, just like football, if you lose a turnover battle, you most likely you're going to lose.
They had one guy.
Yeah. And simplistically, as much as we criticize the play calls at the end, most of them were open shot. I mean, they were good shots. They just had no chance of going in because Smith and Wagner couldn't shoot last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.